the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
At the end of the year last year, singer-songwriter and South African pop musician sensation Carly J. Myers released her latest single, and that single was entitled Authentically Yours. It's been a difficult year for artists, and we've spoken to so many artists and so many musicians out there who have had to change things. I mean, anybody from Kurt Darren to Nicholas Lowe, or to we had a chat recently to Goldfish, and they were saying that, you know what, it was a very difficult year. They spent 5 years in the States at the moment, and they came back to Cape Town and came back home again, and they were experiencing so many different things. Now, Carly grew up in Johannesburg, and she had a lawyer as a father who writes music, and a maths teacher as a mom who's also a professional Latin American dancer. And I can't imagine growing up in a home with two parents as diverse as that. Carly, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. Lovely to chat to you, Zane.
Carly, you know, many people and many musicians draw inspiration from somewhere, from some people, whether it is, you know, the B.B. Kings or whoever it is. Where do you draw your inspiration from? From which of the big musicians? Because the big names are always the ones who will have a song or two that will inspire you.
Yeah. Everything actually inspires me. I draw a lot of inspiration from my life in general and the experiences that I experience as well as those around me. And I have a lot of a lot of artists that I look up to as well, that I draw inspiration from too. So I think I just get inspiration when I write music from what's going on in my life and what music I'm listening to at that time. I think it really does depend. But I think just being open and receptive to allowing oneself to be inspired is really what's so important for me to continue to do.
You entered the music industry professionally in 2014 with your very first single. That's probably one of the proudest moments for any musician, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's like I always say it's like my tiptoe into the industry, like putting my baby toe in the water to see how it feels, to see what response we get. It was a very special milestone, and one that I'm very proud of, because the single that I released first actually went to the top of the radio charts, which was such an honor and such a privilege when you're just kind of entering this new world and this new space and people enjoy what you're doing. It's a real blessing and a real gift.
And this is quite strange to me, because, you know, after your first single released in that same year, you got your master's in industrial organizational psychology. Now, I'm trying to actually bring the two together. Somebody who is releasing a single and is in the music industry, did Dad tell you, my dear, you need to have a backup plan?
You know what? Psychology and people and relationships has always been something that's been very interesting to me. And I always wanted to have a bit of an academic background as well, and to study a bit more in the professional space, in the kind of world of work, so to speak. And psychology, organizational business psychology, really appealed to me, because it kind of helped me marry up all my loves and all my passions, to understand people, to understand dynamics, and to actually make a difference in the world of work, which is the space where people spend the majority of their day. So if I could have an impact in somebody's life, where they spend the majority of the day, that would be very fulfilling for me. And, you know, I've realized that I use a lot of the work that I do in the consulting business world, and I pull it into my music, and vice versa, where I use the learnings and the insights that I have gained through working with people and understanding connection and human behavior to inspire my music as well, and to help me write music. So it's really it's just marrying up all my loves.
Yeah. And I don't worry, I could hear your dad saying you need to have something that actually makes money and pays the bills. Carly,
I'm very lucky to have had some very supportive parents in all aspects of my life. So very, very, very lucky for that.
Chatting to Carly J. Myers this afternoon and the release of her latest single, Authentically Yours. Your first single went to number one on the charts in South Africa. What is that feeling when somebody phones you, or when you look at the newspaper, or when you look at, the music magazines, and you see, Carly J. Myers is now at number one? First thing that goes to your head, where's the bubbly?
So I can tell you that I was definitely listening to the radio chart when that was happening, and it was a real dream come true. I can't really explain it. It was phenomenal. It really was, and I was very lucky. My family and friends at the time threw me a big surprise celebratory party where all my close people in my life joined me in the celebrations. And yeah, it was really wonderful. You never know. Even now, when I put out new music, and like with Authentically Yours, we never know how people are going to respond to it. And when people start to love it, and the radio station starts to play it, and it starts to climb up the chart, there's no better feeling than knowing that you're doing something to put smiles on people's faces and to actually hope and help them feel something that we can be connected to each other from far away.
After that, you decided, okay, let's tour the country, let's perform all over the country, but also try and perform in the United States and in Canada. How was the experience performing as a South African abroad? Very often people don't connect, but I mean, music is something that just really connects. If the song, the lyrics and everything is there, and the passion that you bring out in your performance is there, it actually just makes sense to whoever is sitting there.
Thank you. I mean, I another real huge milestone for me was being in Los Angeles and being in the audience watching such a legend perform, David Foster, who's, I think, 12 Grammy Award winning songwriter and producer. So I was just starstruck and in awe, and I was invited onto stage to perform with him and Pia Toscano from American Idol. And that was just a real surreal pinch me moment. I remember going to bed that night thinking, what the hell just happened? It was phenomenal. So those kind of things are really special. And I hold on to them, and I cherish those memories. They're wonderful experiences.
I've got two of David Foster's DVDs, music DVDs at home.
Yeah,
it just goes to show how old I am if I've got his music DVDs. But
you've got the legend, the hitmaker, they call it, right?
and it's phenomenal. He's written music for so many people. He's performed with so many people in the world. Where to next for Carly J?
Well, more music, hey? And I'm so excited that the live scene is starting to open up again. So very excited to get that moving forward. The last years have been very challenging for live performance spaces. But new music, hey? So Authentically Yours has just been released, which I'm really excited about, and it's doing so nicely. We just released a music video for it late last year. And there's some other surprises that I have up my sleeve that I can't yet share, but be sure to keep a close eye, because I really can't wait to share some of the next things I got planned.
The next gig you have in Cape Town, ticket number 0001 will be my ticket, hopefully.
absolutely.
Carly J, would you like to introduce the latest single of yours?
Oh, thank you. It'd be an honor. I'd like to introduce my latest single, Authentically Yours. This is Carly J. Myers. I hope you enjoy it.
No cares, no worries, no rush, no hurries. It's just life.